Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Alright. What up, Lushy?
Start again, Lushy Lush on the radio.
Jello Beats, holla at me.
Welcome to Lush Radio Online. This ain't no local show, Joe, we worldwide. Say hello to the truth and goodbye to them fluke gas stations you think cool. 347-862-7722. And all you any artists, come on through if you got what it takes. Every Friday from 7 to 8, tune in and don't be late. We play the hits off the break. Record it with your galaxies and iPad like we deal with the tapes. We leave lanes with scars. Lush tangle with the stars. I'm so out of this world like I spit a flame on Mars. My mind is clear, my vision is clear. I can drive with my eyes closed and perfectly stare. I'm on the radio with Lush and I'm getting paper. When you see me, it's all love, but I'm hearing you a hater. You can't hurt me, you're slurping. You play RoboCop and end up like Murphy. It's Lushy, Lushy, Lush on the radio. Stay tuned for a crazy show, sure. You just officially got stamped. What they say, you already know. Caught it, yeah. The Lushy Lush, Lushy Lush on the radio. Gone.
Yo. Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man, and it's Friday, and we all the way turned up, man. Y'all heard my man Cartier. You already know. We about to get the party started right now. We got your boy Dyson Alexander in the building, man. This man is about to be the biggest young mogul you'll ever see, I'm telling you, man. Man, he was at the Exposed event, and, man, he rocked the crowd. It was crazy, man. He got a hot song called Popping Bottles. And we're going to definitely talk more about that with him. You know what I mean? He definitely has a meaning behind that whole situation. And we also have our model, Ashley Z, that's going to be live on the show with us. Ashley Z is going to be talking to us about, you know, her being a model, gracing Men's Magazine, Straight Stuntin', and many other magazines. And we're also going to have DJ Lazy K, the queen of mixtapes. She's going to be live in the building. She also is the DJ for French Montana. She was the start-off DJ for French Montana and Max B, Free Max B. You know what I mean? She just recently talked to him. So we're going to talk more about what he's doing right now at the moment and, you know, any chances of him coming out anytime soon. Also, happy birthday to your boy Little C's, baby. You know, his birthday was this past week, so big shout-out to him. Also, we're going to talk about a couple of more things going on in the news and stuff, and we're going to go ahead and turn it over to our boy, Dyson Alexander. Dyson, what up, boy?
Nah, man. Just glad to be here.
Hey, I'm glad to have you on here, boy. Your swag is on 1,000. Definitely, man. I definitely love Dyson, man. His swag, everything. He's very humble, and he was raised right. Shout out to his parents, man. Very humble young man. And he's definitely involved in his sports and school and everything like that. You guys are going to school next week, right? Or you already?
No, we because I'm in VA, we go to school September after Labor Day.
Oh man, I need to move to Virginia, man. God, that's what it is, man. So you guys are going to school after September. So you got a whole bunch of break and stuff. So are you ready to go back to school?
No,
you don't want to. You want to keep playing?
Yeah.
You want to play football? So you play football and what else?
Basketball.
And basketball?
Mm-hmm.
What position do you play?
For basketball, I play shooting guard.
Okay.
Football, well, I play wherever they put me at. But I play mainly the top positions, running back, wide receiver.
Definitely.
Safety.
I like football. I used to play a little bit. I was a little tomboy. You know, I was throwing a little something right there, a little spiral, you know. Definitely. So you're going to give me some good grades this year, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
I want
the honor roll all the way.
That's what I'm talking about, team honor roll in the building. Y'all, you know what it is, man. So what inspired you to get into the music industry?
I really don't know. I will always, when my dad would go to the studio, I would always go with him, mm-hmm. like, just to watch. And then one day I was just in the car, I was just in the car listening to the track that he couldn't do nothing with, and I just came up with the hook, and that's when it came.
Wow. So, I mean, your dad, he sings. Shout out to Frankie D, who's also his father, and he definitely can sing, singing in the background, but he can sing and stuff. He does his thing right. He sounds like Johnny Gill to me, but he can do his thing. He was serenading them ladies. They was about to lose their mind, but shout out to Frankie D. So your father sings, so how you just come up with this? How you know you can rap, though?
I actually didn't. I didn't.
You didn't know?
I didn't know. It was like, I guess it was like a hidden talent.
You weren't scared the first time?
No.
You weren't? You just did it. You know, kids ain't afraid of nothing nowadays. They'll jump off a building and be like, yeah, it's fun. Real talk, man. So I know you've been doing a lot of interviews and stuff like that. So you've been doing interviews with a whole bunch of different radio stations and stuff, and you're actually on doing a commercial spot or a drop on WKYS?
Yep, for Angie Nunes.
Okay, so tell us about that. How did that come about?
Well, I was just in the station for one of the mix me and things, and they came in. I didn't think it was going to happen, but they told me to do a drop, so I didn't think they was going to play it. And when we left the station, they played it, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
He's definitely doing some big things. I mean, like, everybody wants this little boy. Do you hear me? Everybody. They, like, fighting over him. Where's Dyson at? Where's Dyson? I need some Dyson, man. Dyson's doing a whole bunch of things. Now, Dyson, you got a project coming out right now, coming soon?
Yeah, I'm working on my EP.
Okay.
I'm probably going to drop that around the holidays.
Around the holidays? Cool.
Yeah.
So what do we expect on this new EP? What kind of sound?
Oh, it's going to, y'all ain't, I hope y'all ready for it. I hope y'all ready for it. It's going, Problem Bottles ain't all I got.
I know. I mean, you definitely, I mean, one thing I can tell you about this boy, just seeing him in general performing, he is a total package of an artist. Like, I mean, he can command a crowd. He has lyrics and everything like that. And his swag is on 1,000, like I said, and he's very humble. Now, when it came to Popping Bottles, because, you know, a lot of people are like, okay,
yeah.
You're like, how old are you again?
13.
He's 13 years old, and he's talking about Popping Bottles. So, you know, me being a parent, I'm like, hey, you're kind of underage Popping Bottles in the parking lot. Now, you have a whole meaning behind the whole Popping Bottles, right? Explain to the people.
So I play football, basketball. So once I finish playing the games or practice, I pop my bottles, what I call my hydrational bottles.
Okay. Like Gatorade and stuff like that for the electrolytes, you know what I'm saying? So you guys don't get it misconstrued, you know what I'm saying? He's not drinking alcohol, you know? He's drinking electrolytes, you know? So that's definitely smart, you know, because – you know, and all the kids can relate to that, you know, Popping Bottles after, you know, they finish a sport and stuff like that. And that definitely can definitely put as a slot for, like, a commercial or something like that, Popping Bottles and things like that. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go to your song real quick, and you know I'm going to have you freestyle too, right?
Really?
Yeah, really. Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot.
I don't freestyle.
But you're going to do it. I don't care. It's like, let me stop. I'm not going to put him under pressure. We're going to go ahead and go to Popping Bottles. You want to go ahead and introduce this, babe?
Yeah. It's Popping Bottles by Dyson Alexander, a.k.a. The Weapon 01, myself. But, yeah.
Y'all already know what it is. Popping Bottles, baby.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
We pop them in the parking lot. near the parking lot. Fourth quarter crunch time, yeah, y'all check it. Last year was the birth of the young legend. Stuck the rock in my belly, took it to the house. Cut chicken bammers, run the ball down their mouth. On the field is where I put it down. Yeah, I'm scoring touchdowns and I'm killing all these clowns. I make it look so easy, but you ain't gotta believe me. We fly so high, cause we all the way love. And that's right, we lie, cause we all the way love.
Yeah, it's your boy Dyson. Number 4, number 32, number 12, number 3. Crushing them up and down the field, running around. Put that work in. Once again, it's your boy Dyson. Come to a classroom or football field near you.
It's your girl, Leslie Lush, back in the building, man. We popping bottles, we popping them, yeah. Your man Dyson Alexander is in the building, man, and he is doing his thing. Yo, I love that song. We fly, we all the way live. I love that song, man. Definitely got it popping, man. Dyson, you doing your thing, boy. We got a caller live on the line. Caller, tell us your name and where you're calling from, man. We with your man Dyson Alexander. 571? Okay. Don't be scared. Cat got your tongue. We back in the building. Let's radio online. Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to have your girl DJ Lazy K live in the building and also model Ashley Z in the building. So, Dyson, man, I mean, that's definitely a hot song, man. I know all of your friends and everybody at school is like, yo, they definitely. So, are you going to do a school tour? Going into the school year?
I hope so.
I'm gonna see what I can do because I teach, so I'm gonna try to see if I can bring you into the school I teach at.
Okay.
They definitely gonna love you, and all the girls, yeah, Dyson. Definitely, you know what would be hot if we could get Untamed and Dyson to do a show together. We need to put that together. That would be hot. That would be hot. We need to set up that show, having Untamed and Dyson do a tour. Definitely, we got to set that up. We're going to talk to your father about that. You know, we need parental approval before we do that. But so, Dyson, so tell us, you know, what do you feel is the hardest adversity you face being an artist and being young in the industry?
I don't really know.
You don't know? Well, it's just fun right now. You ain't really too much to deal with, right?
I mean, yeah.
Your father's helping you out. He's been in the game, so you got a lot of guidance and support right now.
Yeah.
So, who are some of the producers you're working with?
I'm working with HB the Engineer. You can follow him on Instagram.
Okay.
And Twitter, HB the Engineer. And Twitter, I am HB.
Okay. So, shout out to HB, definitely, because that joint is hot, popping bottles.
And shout out to Gemstar Pro.
Okay, definitely. And so, you a kid, too. What video games you playing, cuz? What video games you playing? You don't want to see me.
Challenge me.
What video games you play?
See, I play Madden.
Undefeated.
2K.
That sounds like a challenge. And what else you play?
I play 2K. No. Yeah, that's really pretty much it.
Video games you play?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a lot of sports.
So who are some of the rappers you look up to?
Rakim.
Woo! What you know about some Rakim? Oh, you know some hip-hop history.
No jokes.
All right, that's what's up. So if you could work with anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
Rakim,
okay. That's what's up. We got to definitely see if that can happen. You know, and he's definitely a humble dude. I was able to meet him in person a long time ago. He's definitely a humble guy, so definitely reach out. And you know your boy, what's his name? Is it Talib Kweli? No, Lupe Fiasco is actually doing Hooks right now for $500. That's crazy. But, yo, that's a definite
come-up. I heard about that, yeah.
But that's a definite come-up. You know how many people going to hit him up, and you know how many fans he got? $500? 5 million people? Come up instantly. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. What you think about that, him doing tracks for
$500? That's it, dude. Look.
You think it's a smart move?
$500 just for a hook?
So when you get big like that, you going to do that too?
Oh, no.
You don't know? You going to think about it? You got time.
Like, at the same time, it's okay to have, like, people write your hooks, but at the same time, I want to come up with them on my own.
Exactly. Exactly. Definitely. So Dyson is definitely doing a whole bunch of things and stuff like that. So how do you, like, you know, basically tell the people, like, what type of artist are you? You know, some people, you know, they call themselves, you know, more of a writer. Some people are freestylers. Some people, you know, just do it for the fun of it. What type of artist are you? How do you define yourself?
You know, I mean, I try to be very lyrical in my music. Well, I describe my music as hip hop, a little bit of pop. Yeah, I guess R&B, a little something right there.
Well, I mean, as being younger, it's easier for you to cross over in the market and stuff, you know. Because, I mean, your song, even though it's hip-hop, but at the same time, you can still work it in with pop, too. So you got a little bit of leeway to work with, you know. So, I mean, I see nothing but a lot of good things for you and stuff. So on Saturday mornings when you're watching cartoons, what's your favorite cereal? What you eat?
Oh, Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're great.
Great. All-time classic right there. That's what I'm talking about. That means you got a lot of knowledge, little boy. A lot of knowledge, man. Frosted Flakes, that's a good time. That's like the first cereal a lot of people ate. Frosted Flakes before you really got on into the Fruity Pebbles and all that other stuff, man.
Yeah, that's my second favorite food.
Fruity Pebbles? Real talk. We're right here right now with Dyson Alexander. And, yo, he's nothing but wonderful. You got to check him out. So if people want to check you out on social media, how do they go about doing it, babe?
Oh, they can check me out on IG, Twitter, Facebook if you want. TheWeapon01, DAWEAPON01.
Definitely, definitely. And we got a caller live on the line. Caller, you're live on the line with your boy Dyson Alexander. State your name and where you're calling from. Okay. I guess they're scared again. But we're going to go ahead and go into Pop and Bond.
Ambience, but nobody actually speaking.
Yeah, I don't know. So what do you think about his song, Granville?
That joint was tight.
He don't like everybody, so, you know, for him to say he likes it, that means you on point, boy.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is. Big shout-out to him. Big shout-out to Frankie D. And make sure you tell them your social media again so they can check you out again.
Oh, yeah. IG, Twitter, TheWeapon01, DAWEAPON.
That's what it is, man. We love your boy Dyson Alexander. We're going to go ahead and play Popping Bottles one more time. And when next time when we come up, we're going to have your girl DJ Lacey K. And we're going to have your girl Ashley Z in the building. Let's Radio Online. Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. Popping Bottles, baby.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
We fly so high, 'cause we all the way love. the field running around. Put that work in.
And you ain't gotta believe me, but that work so easy. And yeah, sweat the sort of fight that I'm popping them, popping them, popping them, popping them.
Girl, I see Lesson. We back in the building, man. You know it's live radio. You know what I'm saying? So we back with your man Dyson and stuff. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. You don't even got to tell him. So we got your boy Dyson in the building. Dyson, you got last couple words to say to the people, babe?
Yeah, Shout out to my, the one that produced the track was Producer Crazy. Y'all can follow him on Instagram, Producer Crazy, his imagination. And shout out to Primo coming through with a couple of tracks.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Primo. Shout out to the whole squad. You already know what it is. You got your man Vaughn in the building, man. You know, definitely a wonderful person. Always give me these hot interviews. But our girl Ashley in the building, and also Untamed, and plenty of other people in here to interview. So shout out to him, the whole squad, the whole family in the building, Lush Radio Online, man. We're going to go to another quick song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have your girl Ashley live in the building. Ashley, we're going to have DJ Lazy K in the building, and then we're going to
thank y'all for having me.
Hey.
Thank y'all for, I look forward to doing it again.
Hey, you family now. You come in wherever you feel like it. You know what I'm saying? You want to drop by, bring me some cookies, I'm going to eat them. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online. Oh, yeet. I got to yeet on it real quick. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online. Oh, I like this new joint, right? New Jersey got this New Jersey Hustle, right? And it's crazy. Like, they mixed the D-Lo Shuffle and the Bop together, and they it's called the Jersey Shuffle. So check this joint out. The actual dance is hard. It make you bust a sweat, real talk. But them young kids can do it. You can do it? I don't know.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? This is New Jersey Shuffle. We're going to come right back. Your girl, let's call in at 347-826-7722. Watch us live at www.lushradioonline.com. And we're broadcasting live from Deja Vu Records Entertainment Studio.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Flex was good. Hey. Yeah. Back to the left, back to the right, back to the left, two times.
Two times.
Back to the right, back to the left, back to the right, two times.
Two times.
Now,
now hot.
Oh, you give it all to me.
DJ Supreme,
DJ Supreme. Party till the sun comes up, till the sun goes down. Turn up the sound. Bad girls all around. Post all around like a English pound. Like a dog me around. Like a dog to a bone. No long talk like no phone, like a vent with chrome. You see me carry my own sound, yeah.
Oh yeah, give it all to me. Give it all to me. Girl, you give me one mind, girl, you won't say you prove it. You prove it. Them a fear, them a scare, them a watch my groove it. Prove it. You a tell me a bad, no hard time, she a prove it. You prove it.
Hey, yo, Movado, tell him it's a shot, hello. Tell him to be straight, arrow. Tell them the floor tight, narrow. Everything into the start, them borrow. Who's up? Link my dudes up. The cool black and blue, yup, it's bruised up. I'm like, who's up? Girls is used up. Okay. This is my sons, I tied my tubes up. Tell them again, mud, yeah. Toast is ooze up. I hit up Instagram, post them nudes up. Bun fire, rev it, pop a wheelie. Caribbean girls run it, ass real.
Bad time, like a star we no top shine. Them a go tired, busy we play. No theater go tired, busy we play. Tell them show me a coffee we play. That's why them a go tired, busy we play. And this year them a go sicker we. Sicker we, sicker we, sicker we, sicker we, sicker we. When time you talk about money, you better picture we. Picture we, picture we, picture we, picture we, picture we. This year them a go sicker we. Sicker we, sicker we, sicker we, sicker we, sicker we. When time you talk about girl, try picture we.
But mine is getting active from them face, me see showing them wicked talk, scare me not worth me them.
Mama, me a go make ya proud, don't worry yourself. Daddy a go proud, don't worry yourself. Suffering soon done to me dad. I speak, don't worry yourself.
Just clear every trap for them set up. Why you tell me dead or get lock up? What papi say, come back up.
Every day more jump back up.
Them want me feel sad, but me a go smile again. Yeah, me a go smile again. Them want me feel dead, but me a go smile again. I will smile again.
Man a bad man, but me a no mad man. Anything she go on, uno know Tristan. Me nah go a mad true no man. Me rather go a jail true no nah, man. But I dig out them program be company. Oh man, I'm the only company. And I'm the one, me girlfriend brace man. Me go a dance here when me put rum on. Dance out, can I ask you the one question? And who ready for kill demon? Got it every day, not stop from free man. And then
the mouth, the bag a lippin', bag a mouth. Chat so much is that they need another mouth. Mouth cut cross face, so what? See from your baba mouth, you can go and chat. And if them love the tracing, want to see who a be bad a mouth. We no afraid of the mad a mouth. So we say let's have a day of a mouth. I'm gonna see by your mouth, don't sing another note. Hey watch out, cause them a yip and them a yip. They say this and I say that. I ain't gonna tell you what they say, they no say that. But we no be the least of it. You never chat.
Cut them off,
cut them off.
You feel cut them off. Me mother did tell me not to trust them. The Bible tell me not to trust friends. Because those who be trust and love, I never fuck to you.
That one you be the girl, them out, they were yapping on the wicked wine. I see them up and up, them whining to no one, and I mash up the mind. Bend down and reverse, drop it and twirl it to the pantomime. Open and the cold, girl, I want to have a cold.
Want it up for me, want me millions. One bush ounce me, one bush bully grams. Let go the wine now, let go Babylon. Can't do one bigger food than red eagle and dance. Want me down, me breath for me simple.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And tonight, we're going to have your girl, the one, the only. They call her the Mixtape Queen. She's one of the original DJs that DJ for Max B and French Montana. And she's killing the streets worldwide, international, man.
every artist you could think of she had on her mixtape. She killed the streets, and she a female, and she's doing it real big. She my big sister, and I love her to death. Shout out to Murder, DJ Lazy K Productions, your girl DJ Lazy K on the line. What up, baby girl?
Hey, love, what's going on?
What's going on with you, boo? I miss you, man.
I love that introduction.
You
write about it, too.
Hey, I know the history, girl. You've been grinding for years, man, doing your thing, man. You killed this game.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of these dudes, you know, it's male-dominated, you know, industry, but you killed the game for real, and you stood with the best of them, for real, real talk.
Yes, it's a 9-to-5 for me. It's a job to just maintain it. You know, as a woman, you got to maintain. It's a male-dominated, like you said. And, you know, I just love doing what I'm doing, you know, plus.
Definitely. And you
don't
know what?
Don't nowhere else.
Real talk. And one thing I love about her is that no matter what she's going through, she always keeps a smile on her face, man. She always keeps it going. And she goes harder than any dude out here, real talk. So, you know, pay homage to DJ Lazy K, man. Real talk, baby. So, DJ Lazy K, before we get into this interview, you got any shout-outs or anything?
No, just, you know, the whole team and everybody that's listening. You know, everybody who support my mixtapes. You know, the dope mix is always on the fact. In the fact.
Definitely. And big shout out to Murder. I ain't seen. Shout out to Bro, for real. How you doing? He doing all right?
Yeah, he's in the studio. We're in the studio recording right now.
That's
he's working on the single. You know, like it's gonna get major distribution. So we are going through different songs so we can pick up the one and you know that one hit.
definitely. But you know what though, Lazy, you done definitely broke a lot of up and coming artists. Like before, most of these artists. Like became big, you did mixtapes with them first before most.
It's crazy, right? I be looking at that a lot of times, like wow. Watching the VMA awards, listening to the radio, or you know, I mean, it's one thing is because maybe I'm from New York, so a lot of people come here to make their dreams come true, and I just happen to always be in the clubs or our record companies or. Just even the streets sometimes. So when, you know, somebody might approach me like, yo, I'm such and such, I rap, I'm the next. Sometimes they're not, in some cases they are, and they do become famous. Usually the ones that don't tell me they are the next is the ones that they blow up.
Wow.
The quiet ones.
That's crazy.
That's
And so the crazy thing about it is that, okay, a lot of people, you know, but most people that are really into hip-hop know that you actually was one of the first DJs, definitely French, and he showed you nothing but respect, him and Max B. So how did that, you know, for the people that's new, how did they know about, how did you come about, you know, working with Max B and French Montana before they, you know, got into the whole...
Before Max B was Rockefeller Records and Dipset, so I used to... you know, do a lot of things for Diplomat, Jim Jones, and, you know, I kind of got in that circle with everybody. Hold on a second. I'm in the studio. Let me... So, hopefully y'all can hear me. I'm in the studio. So, yeah, so I met Max B through a video shoot where we were shooting Baby Girl.
Uh-huh.
Get Down with the Dip Set. And I was in that video with Jim Jones. And, you know, he was a cool guy, cool vibes. And then we came when he started recording the record with Jim Jones. You know, the streets started to love him. You know, a lot of people started getting familiar with Max B. And sadly, he came to me one day like, you know, I don't work with Jim Jones anymore. I need you to help me, Lazy K, put out this $1 million baby. Ow. You know how he talks. Ow.
Yeah, he was like, wavy, baby. The whole
so,
wavy.
You know, I was like, yeah, let's do it. But he never mentioned that he was beefing with Jim Jones. And then I just, once we started releasing that mixtape and putting it out, I got a phone call from Jimmy like, yo.
Wow.
But anyway, everybody knows the rest of that.
But you
history
know what?
Right
some,
there, and then Fred, huh?
You know the some people actually didn't know why they actually had a falling out and stuff. Was it because of the tracks, or was it more of a relationship, personal issue?
I honestly, I never asked him that question. I just know we had to grind and put that shit out. Excuse my language.
No, I know y'all had to grind, and definitely because I know that whole situation was kind of ugly and stuff. So,
yeah.
So with the whole French, how did y'all connect with that situation?
Well, French was recording Cocaine City around that time. He had his DVD, and that's, I guess, when he started, because he was always rapping, but, like, really focusing on his music career, because he was a good DVD maker.
Uh-huh.
And then I was working on a song with Max V.
Uh-huh.
Actually, no, he was working on a song with Uncle Murda. And gave me the song. That was one of the hit records that I first put out, Hole in the N-word. I don't want to say that. And the record was dope. It was one of my producers, and they killed it. French and Uncle Murda killed it. And then I just went and asked Max B to get on it.
Wow.
He did it for me, and then I guess that's what opened the connection for Max B and French to hang out. And once French Montana saw that Max B was real wavy, like everybody said, then they just clicked, and they became, like, you know, good with each other. And I guess, you know, a lot of that is, it's just about bringing people together and connecting people at the right places. And then this is what I do. This I do that all the time, every day, all day. This is what I do. I always, you know, trying to come out with the music first.
But you know what, Lazy, though? You actually have been initiated for a lot of hot records and stuff, and a lot of people don't know. Like, a lot of songs that are out here, you definitely initiated and connected a lot of people together. And you got some exclusive stuff that some people haven't even heard, that you got some serious heavy hitters on. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
And like I said, that was like that even from back in the days, you know? Like with a lot of rappers that are very successful today, it was not just Max B and French Montana, but it's like, you know, it was just part of my job as a DJ. I'm supposed to break records. And then I'm a hustler, I'm a grinder. I'm always, you know, I like maybe success more than money. I don't know which one comes first, but which one comes after.
But
like,
you know what?
You know, the chicken or the egg. You got to ask yourself
which
you
one comes first, right?
Or you can have success. You might have both, you know, but it's a job. It's a tough business, you know.
It's really tough.
The
thing about DJ Lazy K, she's a world-renowned DJ. I mean, she goes, like, to Europe, I mean, everywhere, Switzerland, and, I mean, she DJs, and they show her mad love. I mean, she was in Las Vegas doing some stuff, man. She's everywhere, and you can mention DJ Lazy K, and she gets nothing but respect from the thugs, the hood dudes. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? She can go anywhere in the hood, and she's good. You know what I mean? That's how much. We just seen some recent with you on Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa was saying Free Max B and stuff. He had the custom shirt on and everything. So how was that? You was at a concert or something? What happened with that?
No, it was a private listening party for XM Shay 45.
Okay.
No, not Shay 45. Yeah, Shay 45 with Hook It. And you know, I just know that Wiz Khalifa was a big Max B fan before he blew up. So when I saw him at the concert, you know, he came to me like, oh, it's an honor to meet you for real, APK. This is before I blow up and everything. I listen to all your mixtapes, and then I'm on the other end like, wow, it's a pleasure. So you know, while he was doing the concert, we handed him a Free Max V shirt, and actually when I walked backstage, he already had it on. So it was a very touching moment for me. I almost started crying, honestly. I was like, oh, my God. And he's like, oh, my God, is he crying? And I'm like, oh, my God, what? And we, like, two stupid people backstage.
That's what it is, man. I know it means a lot because you've definitely been keeping Max B's name alive out here and keeping them relevant, you know what I'm saying, to the streets. Another thing I was going to ask you, because you've been in the game for a minute, and, you know, when I met you and stuff, you know, it seemed like the game just shifted really fast, you know, from when we used to talk back in the day to now. What do you feel is different now versus back in the day when it comes to the music industry?
I think it's just the music is starting to move a lot faster now, you know, like, the music it comes out and then it gets old real fast, you know, so I got to constantly keep dropping more and more mixtapes, like every week when I used to do it once every 2 months, and I was like literally every week, a lot of music out of the internet. Yeah, because before you had to wait till it was a record or you know, a CD, now it's like MP3, 5 minutes later, it can be everywhere.
Exactly.
So when I get all this music, it's like, wow, I got to do another mixtape. And then I put it around and put it out, and like, oh, this came out too. And I got to do another one. So it's like, I never stopped dropping tapes, and it's just like, wow.
So the work
is great
even
for
harder. The work even got harder now.
Yeah, I actually like it. You know, I like it now. I like the way it is. Some people might complain or, you know, I don't know, because, you know, I really never sold music, so. So I just always promoted it. So I just find my niche on promotion more than being a radio DJ or being a club DJ.
Definitely.
My niche was that promotion and promoting and breaking artists. So now it's like maybe this is where I need to stay and just don't look anywhere else because this is the only place where I really fit.
True. Real talk. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been in the game for a minute, you know. And then another thing for a lot of people, you have a production company, Lazy K Productions now. Tell us everything that Lazy K Productions provides and everything, your company.
Well, Lazy K Productions is what everybody can be doing right now, just promoting artists. Like, you know, I get new people in online, they need breakfast play, other placements, email blasts, graphics, videos, anything that, you know, a person needs to get, you know, they put in the door, the door.
Definitely,
and I just, you know, create an image and then just, you know, give them a push and see where they can go from there. Some people take it a long way. Some people, you know, can hold on, you know, or don't have the word or the it for it. So,
definitely.
You know, I just do what I can, my best, to help. And then, you know, the rest is...
Another thing I was going to ask you was Lazy... when do you think is the time period you think that Max might come out, or you think he still, did he tell you about if there's like,
yeah,
about
he's still working on his freedom, and he's definitely hired some new people on his corner.
Okay.
I just spoke to him about 2 weeks ago, and he's definitely always in good spirit that he's going to come out. And, I just keep my faith in it that, you know, maybe once you do the certain amount of time there, they will look at it again and give him his freedom. So, you know, in the meantime, we just keep that faith.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely write for him. Some people said that they might want to write to him. So is there a way that we can write to Max just to, you know, keep in good spirits or anything like that?
I think it's on his Twitter.
It's on his Twitter?
I personally didn't write him, so sorry. We talk on the phone.
I know y'all talk on the phone.
But it's on his web. It's definitely on his Twitter. You know, when I don't even know his Twitter by heart either. But you know, just I might do a post for that. And if you're interested, and then they just can look for it. Look out on my Twitter, DJ Lazy K. I probably put a tweet out with the info. So.
Yeah, if you put that out, so we can definitely put it on the website and stuff, so we can let people know about let people know about it and stuff, so they can write him. So what's new with DJ Lazy K? Any shows coming up? Any new things? I know you got some new
artists.
Yeah,
what's new? I got, well, you know, I'm a murder baby. You know, he had his development in the past 3 years to become a greater, you know, greater, more professional artist. And then I have a new artist from the South. you know, so that's Hook JR. He's really talented with the hooks and now with the verses. So, you know, the South has grown a lot
definitely,
in the hip-hop world.
Definitely.
So definitely something that keep my, you know, my eye. And I still rock a lot of that music in the clubs right now. And then my, you know, Lazy K Productions, just stay tuned and look out for it and see, you know, what you're going to see next.
Definitely, definitely. And I have nothing but love for you, sis. Definitely when I come back up top, I got to check with you.
Yeah.
I remember last time y'all looked out for me. I love y'all, man, for real.
Yes, well, if anybody comes to New York for Memorial weekend,
okay.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry, Labor Day weekend. That's next week, Labor Day weekend. I was getting confused with Memorial, yes. That's next weekend. Sunday night, I have an event in New York City.
Okay.
On 32nd and Broadway. You can probably post that flyer that I sent you from here. If anybody wants to see me rocking the ones and twos and, you know, maybe hang around and see a celebrity here and there walk by.
Okay.
Or hang out with me on stage or maybe do a show. Who knows?
That's what's up.
Then post that flyer for me and, you know, and everybody is welcome as long as you're 21 and over.
Okay.
And it's a very beautiful spot, and we're just going to keep going and keep grinding.
That's what's up.
So the wheels fall off.
That's what it is, man. When I see the flyer and you send it to me, I'm definitely going to repost it for you and put it on the website.
Yeah, I did send it to you. You should have it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to post it on the website today.
Yeah, if not, I'll send it to you on your private text line. All right.
Definitely. I got enough of a love for you and Murder Man, the whole Lazy K Production squad. You know what I mean? Nothing but love. New York City, what up? You already
Thank
know what
you,
it Lash. Is, man. DJ Lazy K, man, she's a legend. She's powerful, man. You definitely need to connect with her and definitely support her and everything she's doing. Don't forget to follow her on Instagram. Everywhere, just Google DJ Lazy K. She's worldwide. She's Googleable, baby. Holla at my sister.
Googleable, yeah. I like
That's
that.
What it is.
Thank you, baby. You're the best, too.
I love you,
girl. You know, keep doing your thing and, you know, shine like a star.
Oh, I love you, man. That means a lot to me, man, because I admire you, man. I look up to you, man, so I appreciate you.
Same.
That's what it is, man. We just
Stay wavy, baby.
All day. Stay wavy all day. Love you, girl.
Love you too, Lush. Big up to Ed.
We just had DJ Lazy K live in the building, man. Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to play some music from DJ Lazy K, and we're going to bring in your girl Ashley in the building. And, man, when I say Ashley is sexy, woo, you better get on your cameras right now because it's going down. So we're going to go ahead and play the song from your girl DJ Lazy K. It's okay, Petey Crack featuring Murder Baby. Y'all already know what it is. Let's play it online.
You know what that sound like? Murder Baby. You know what that sound like? Crack Daddy. Yeah, we out here. We in BK, baby.
Free, that's how I keep it. That shit ain't no secret. Pop up in the club, the DJ throw on me and freeze. Flip inside, hit some bottles with a fuck that guapo guapo. I don't know how to feel, but I'm feeling like El Chapo. Flipping, re-rocking my Reebok. Back when the D-Box brought a brand new G-Lock. Was crispy clean, I probably busted off and got horny. Pass it off to my homie. Gunshots like these. Ain't no love, we just homies. Killing these dudes, I should get a charge. Killing these dudes, I should get a charge. Banging these dudes like I'm Remy Ma. Banging these dudes like I'm Remy Ma.
BMF, hella bad for real though with the chopper though. Black bottle, black bottle, we ain't got no sponsor though. Meet me in the back with the goons rolling chronic though. 100 on 100, I can show you how to rock a rock. Put it on the turnpike and show you where to move it though. I'm trying to do this rap, but they don't want to see me blow. PD boy, what's up? Yeah, I got a foolish go. PD boy, what's up? Yeah, I got a foolish go. Seen B in the mask, seen J in the mask, but I'm still in the trap, trying to bring back crack. Yeah, I'll be the one to put the step up on the tip, okay? 100 on the Instagram, flexing, yeah, that's me, okay? Put out Max and Fritz in this game, yeah, that's me, okay? Still up in the hood, and I'm good, yeah, me, okay?
Me, okay?
24 hours, and your boy Murder Baby. Right now, we have the delicious, the delectable, the intelligent, the beautiful, Men's Magazine, Straight Stuntin', the model of all models. We got your girl Ashley Z in the building, baby. What up, boo?
Hey.
What's up with you?
Nothing much. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm blessed.
Girl, the phone lines just got, like, super, super, like, live and stuff. What did you do?
Nah, I just made a post on Instagram. Thank you much.
Ashley, before we get into the interview, you got any shout-outs, boo?
Want to shout-out to Lou, Vaughn, Master Aisha, Lily, everybody. You have me here.
Definitely. And you're definitely beautiful. I'm going to go ahead and let some of these callers ask you questions, because they look like they just sweaty. So, caller live in the building, 832, you're live in the building with your girl Ashley Z and your girl Lexi Lush. What it do, baby? Say your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy underscore Chuck 100 off Instagram, man.
Hi.
How you doing, Ashley? Calling from Texas.
How you doing, bro?
Yeah, from Houston, Texas. I'm all right.
You got a question for Ashley, babe?
Where you from? Like, what city you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
Baltimore. That's a good. And you're so beautiful.
Ask her a real question, man. Come on. I know you're staying at it right here. Ask her a real question. Come on, cuz.
Question like what?
Like what? Okay, you just want to let her know that she was so beautiful? Let her know. Go ahead. I'm going to let you go ahead and serenade her. Go ahead, homie. Texas in the building. That's what it is. Shout out to Texas. I think he got scared. He got mad at me.
He said, I don't want to talk to him. I just want to say you're pretty.
He said, I just want to say you're beautiful.
Well, thank
you.
He
got scared. Calling from the 954. That looks like Florida. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 954 Florida. Oh, who's calling? Somebody calling from? Who was that? We got a call right now. 914. You're live in the building with Ashley Z. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
How y'all doing? It's Anthony from the Bronx. How y'all doing?
Doing all right. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man. Ashley Z, man. Always had a crush on you, man. It's crazy. But the question is, like, do you have a boyfriend? And, like, what was your best model shoot? Like, your best model shoot that you ever had? And do you got a boyfriend right now? That's my question.
No, I do not have a boyfriend. But my favorite shoot, I would have to say was shooting in Miami on the beach. It was just like everybody was watching me, but it was funny because I just did so much crazy stuff, and it was just fun. It was just, I had too much fun.
Oh,
so alcohol.
Okay, crazy stuff is good stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was calling in for. I appreciate y'all, man, for showing the love. Just Ashley, if you could just look at my Instagram, it's Lamb. You know what I mean? Just check that out.
Tell her your Instagram, homie. Tell her your Instagram.
I got you.
I'm
gonna follow you.
Yo, season right now. You just made his whole entire year. His whole year.
Really?
My man, it's over right now.
I got you. I'm gonna follow you on the ground.
Definitely follow him. Yo, shout out to all the callers that called in. They are ready for Ashley.
Out there.
So, Ashley, talk to us. So, tell us, besides being a model, tell us who is Ashley? You know, when we get behind the modeling stuff, who is Ashley?
Well, Ashley is, you know, Ashley Z is just basically the other person, like the other side of me.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to model, so, you know, that was just my thing, but I really want to act, so... modeling was just my foot in the door.
Okay.
And from there, I just met a lot of people, and it just opened a lot of opportunities up for me. So, you know, from there on, I'm just taking every opportunity I can. But other than that, I'm a goofball. I like to have fun, you know, a couple drinks every now and then. You know, I like to have fun, party. But I like to really sit down at home, chill, you know, mm-hmm. just watch TV, Netflix, have some popcorn, maybe have water fights in the house. I don't know. Do all kinds of stuff. Like,
definitely.
I'm just real cool.
We'll talk now. What inspired you to get... I know you said you wanted to be an actor and everything, but what was the first thing that said, yo, I'm going to go ahead and do this?
I don't know. I joke around too much. I'm a comedian. I would put on anything. Like, you can name the actress, and I'd be like, okay, well... Jocelyn Hernandez, I'd be like, okay, Stevie, you know, I gotta do this. Stevie. Like, I just say anything.
She's doing impressions too, huh?
Yeah, like I do it all, like, you know, and everybody just like, you should just act, you should just do this. And then I took theater arts in high school and middle school, so it was just like from there on, I was just like, well, I should really start doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm about to really start pursuing it.
Wow, yeah. Definitely, I can definitely see you doing it, girl. She said, Stevie. For real, but I mean, like, you are beautiful. When I saw the pictures, when Vaughn sent me the pictures, I said, Lord, praise God. I said, this is a beautiful young lady. And you grace so many different magazines, from Men's Magazine, and that's big.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy, Kay Slay. And you've done so many different magazines. Which one was, like, the magazine, the magazine cover that you actually felt like was the funnest? I know you said Miami when you that shoot, but which cover was the funnest?
I would have to say the Hip Hop Weekly one.
Hip Hop Weekly.
Yeah, that was fun because all we did it was hours long, but we did everything. Like, we had fun. We got to have a couple drinks on set, but we got to actually, like, you know, see how everybody was in real life other than Instagram. So mm-hmm. it was just cool, and then I got to do whatever I want and I got to wear whatever I wanted to wear, and I didn't have to feel like, okay, well, I got to wear this, man. I don't want to show all this skin. I want to actually just have fun and just, you know, show myself, express myself. So, I don't know. I guess I would have to say the Hip Hop Weekly one.
Hip Hop Weekly, yeah. Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? You always got to have fun in your shoes, but you like to hear music and stuff when they take pictures and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I do. I like to hear it. It don't even matter. I'm listening to it, and it's just going to go through me, and that's however the way the music is, that's how I'm going to come off. If it's hard, I'm going to give you a hard shoot. If it's soft, I'm going to give you sexy. I mean, you know, it's just going to be, I don't know, I guess, however way the music is getting it.
How did you describe yourself as a model? Do you describe yourself more as urban, or do you feel like you're going to branch into the couture, or what do you feel?
Well, I would have to say I'm very versatile.
Okay.
I can be urban, but I can also switch up on you. And you would never believe that, like, oh, dude, she's doing fashion now?
Because
I do catalog, I do, like, oh, everything. I literally can do everything all in one. I literally do everything all in one. So if I can do the urban and I can see other models stepping out from, you know, because I don't want to just be labeled as an urban model. I feel like, you know, we should embrace our body as well, but also embrace our face, because our body is not what we should be always looking at. Our face is what we should really be, you know, branding and marketing. Like, that's your network right there. Like, that's how you market everything. So if you can show other than your body and your butt and little sides and boobies and really show them that you can be what the America's Next Top Models, like those type of models, then you can do it all. So versatile, yeah.
And another thing, since we're talking about fashion and modeling and stuff like that, Riri has definitely taken a whole switch into doing a high fashion. What do you think about that? From an artist going into high fashion. Your thoughts?
That's my girl, man. Hey, Riri, what's up? My number is 443. But I don't know. I like being on this high fashion, everything. You know, I think she's pretty cool in it. But did you see the Anaconda video by Nicki?
Yes. What's your thoughts on that? Did she take it to a whole nother level?
I'm gonna have to cut the mic off on this.
All I saw was ass.
Okay. That's all I wanted.
I was like, oh, okay, Nicki. Okay. All right. We're gonna talk more about that later on when we do the wrap up. But yeah, I plead the fifth on that one.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, you know, being a female in this industry, and it's a lot of challenges being a female, because some people prejudge you just because of your beauty and stuff like that, and they have this whole stereotype. What do you feel is the hardest adversity you face being a model in the industry?
Basically, them judging you from your looks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you come off, just off my Instagram by that, they just think they're like, oh, you don't reply to nothing, you don't do that. It's not that I don't reply, it's that I can't reply to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I do reply to you, you start getting attacked, or you start thinking like, oh, well, she knows me. So I should do this and I should do that. And not saying that, you know, like,
Well, all of a sudden you became their girl all of a sudden.
Right,
but you ain't
know,
even know.
And then, exactly, and it becomes now aggressive. And I've had it where people, like, I used to respond to everyone, and then, or just on Twitter or any of my social numbers, I used to respond to everybody, and then they make it seem as if, like, oh, well, yeah, I know her. And then that one time you don't respond.
Oh, they start calling you all kinds of names. You're every word in a dictionary.
And it's like you can't get too attached to them. You got to make it. You got to be also exclusive, but you don't want to make them seem like you are, you know, this. You don't want to make them seem like that. But it becomes too much. That's like if Beyonce said hi to everybody.
That's
you're
true.
Automatically like, okay, that's my best friend. Can nobody say nothing? Like even if you said a period, just wrote a period on your picture and whatever it is.
Exactly.
You're automatically her best friend.
But do you feel like you have to keep a certain standard and stuff due to the fact that you are a model?
You have to have standards. You definitely have to have standards, because if not, then people are just going to start walking all over you. That's just that, like, there's no other way you can cut costs with that. You definitely have to have standards, because, I don't know, I've just been through too much in this modeling agency.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just videos or photographers, just in this industry, period. You just have to have standards and let people know that you're not that type of girl.
Exactly.
So, you know, definitely have standards.
What do you feel is the worst experience you ever dealt with? The worst experience or the craziest fan experience in the industry?
I have to say the worst experience as far as in the industry is working with scam artists.
Oh.
That's it.
They say they book you an event or they doing a shoot. But they just trying to be thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much all of
them. They like, yo, do you got a boyfriend, though, on the low? Mm-hmm. Hey, let me take a picture like this. Hey, yo, son, you don't even know how to operate the camera.
Yeah, no, no edits, no nothing.
Yeah.
Not just me at it, like, yeah. You know, it's just like, you know, dang, bro, can I at least get something going on? But I had to say that. But as far as, like, fans, I don't even consider I have fans.
Girl, you got fans. They thirsty.
I just think of them like supporters. Everybody I rock with, they rock with me.
What is the craziest thing they did? What did they do?
I've had
did they
someone,
save your hair and sniff it? Did they sniff your hair? What
no,
did they do?
I've had somebody, like, literally came, well, she was one of my, I don't know, I didn't consider her a friend.
You had an orgasm looking at you? What?
No, it was something that happened at a club, and I had invited her out to come out with me, and she ended up, like, hugging up on, I guess, like, Trey Songz, and then it just went crazy. It was a big old fight in the club, and it was like I was a part of it, and I really wasn't a part of it, but... It was just crazy. And she was just like, ask me be in there. And I was like, no.
Don't
no.
put me in it. Don't put no. me in it. I don't know you. Who is
her? Out. Like, I don't know her, but it's, in a way that I didn't want to make it seem like, you know, I was that type of girl with her. So you came in with me. I'm not very had nobody to respect you. You know, I don't know you like that. And I don't know if you would do the same for me. But
exactly.
It was just like, all right. To get him out the way and get her out the way so that I can drink my drink and enjoy my night.
Because you seem like you're a real chill, laid-back person. You don't like a whole bunch of...
No.
You know. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's all good. Like I said, I think you're definitely a lovely person.
Thank
you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, besides doing the modeling thing, is there any other business ventures you're going into? I know that you're trying to do the acting and everything. Any other business ventures?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. She already told you stay tuned.
I don't know. I guess I'm going to get into the fashion and some more stuff. But I'm not trying to do like everybody else is with the boutiques. I actually want to design my stuff. It's my own ideas. So, yeah.
Any appearances? Any shows? Anything coming up, though?
I don't know. I guess we're doing this French Montana thing tonight.
Oh? Ooh?
I don't know.
We'll see. That's what we'll see the pictures on Instagram. I'll be watching.
Poking out something.
Poking out. For real, that's what it is, man. Big shout out to her. She's doing a whole bunch of things now. If you want to give advice to youth out there that's interested into getting into the modeling industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
Start off on Model Mayhem. That's exactly where I started off at. Do your first thing to you for free, and start charging.
Exactly.
Don't listen to these people who saying they can manage you because 9 times out of 10, they just not take your money.
Exactly.
So just do what you got to do on your own.
Yeah, you definitely got to grind and then step to somebody,
yep.
You know, and tell them this is what I can offer and stuff before you go and jump on it because not everybody has your best interest. And big shout out to Vaughn. So how did you guys hook up with that whole situation? He's a good dude now. That's my little brother. He's a good dude.
Vaughn, let me see where I met Vaughn.
You got to think back. I got to think back.
Look. Because, see, I met Lee before I met Vaughn.
Okay.
But Lee put me on with Vaughn. So after that, we just been linking up parties and everything. And then, so he just came through and just like, hey, I got this opportunity for you and this and that. And he came through at a really good time because I was really going through stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's just been looking out for me. That's my man.
Yo, Vaughn is a wonderful person. I'm telling you, his grind is crazy, man. This little dude, when I first met, I said, yo, my little bro, son. You go hard in the paint, and I love his grind. And he, one thing, he keeps it 100, you know. He a little hyper, though, but he keep it 100. So, we got a caller live on the line, caller from the 202. Look at Vaughn. Caller from the 202, you live in the building with your girl.
Hello.
Yeah, we stopping to take a selfie. That's what we're doing. If you hear a pause, you're taking selfies right now. And Vaughn in the building. Somebody's using profanity. Hey, Vaughn, you want...
Vaughn over here. That's not my interview.
Vaughn, real quick, shout out your company and everything, man.
Yo, Rosalie, we got my brother Lou in the building. Lushy Lush. Hey, baby.
Hey.
Ask his V-man what to do.
We got another call up from the 510 live in the building with Ashley Z. What it do, baby?
Hey.
Okay. Yo, it's like 50,000 callers. And
so many callers. I guess y'all intimidated. What's up? I'm not going to bite.
I think the thing is that they scared and they didn't think that she was actually going to answer or something. It's like she's actually answering. Oh, my God. Where's my towel at? Oh, Ashley's in.
Look, nope. Don't come on here talking about new stuff that y'all be sending me on my DMs. Please,
what they send you on a DM?
I don't even want to get started. Man.
Oh, Lord. She pleads the fifth. So, Ashley, if they want to check you out and stuff on the, Instagram and everything, social media, how would they go about doing that, babe?
Well, you could look me up. My Instagram is AshleyZEE1, like the number. And if you want to hit me up on Twitter, if you don't have an Instagram, it's TheAshleyZ. And that's pretty much it. But if you really can't find me, then you can just go on Google. You can find me. Not being cocky, you know, but, you know.
She's Googleable, baby. You can see all the pictures. I was like, ooh, look at Ashley. Look at all the pictures and stuff. She's definitely wonderful, remarkable young lady. She's very intelligent. So, you know what? I just don't like when people have this stigma that all models are like, you know, some of these, you know, video victims are stuck up. Because you don't even know of somebody until you actually get to know them, you know, so. Stop judging people and just get to know them a little bit better. She's definitely a wonderful person, very humble. And we're going to go ahead and go into the wrap-up. I definitely love you. And, you know,
you can
stay with her. We're going to run.
Honey, girl.
That's my boo now. I love her. I'll fight you. I'll fight you for it.
Real
talk. You already know what's up. For real. Real talk. So I'm going to run through a couple of things that happened in the news. You can give me your points on it, but we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song. We're going to come right back. We're going to do a quick run-through of things that happened through the week.
Okay.
Real quick, so we're going to go to a quick song. We're going to go to Don't Tell Them. And we're going to be right back. Let's Radio Online. That's back in the building. So we're going to go ahead and do the wrap-up. I definitely had nothing but a whole bunch of love for all of our callers and our listeners. Definitely shout-out DJ Lazy K, Dyson Alexander, and our girl, Ashley Z. And I'm glad that we made a lot of people's fantasies come true with Ashley Z live on the building. You know what it is. So a quick run-through. Okay. So we actually got to see Sierra's baby. We actually saw a few, even though they're broken up. You know, shout-out to...
That sucks.
Yeah. You know, she can join the breakup club with China, right? China and Tiger, they broke up too?
Yeah, I just was with her recently too.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
So how you feel about that?
No comment.
But she paid for the rest of her life, so oh well.
Right, okay. Got that baby, got that check.
All right, speaking of relationships now, Mariah, Nick Cannon, breakup. She just slapped him with a gag, gag order? Not to talk about the divorce. So apparently they're going through a custody battle. They're about to have a divorce. I don't see why. I know the whole Kim Kardashian came up. Apparently he was asked the question about who he slept with. On the Breakfast Club. And you know Charlamagne goes for the kill. So apparently he was boastful about it, and she felt embarrassed. But my thing is, like, Everybody slept with Kim. Who cares? Like, you guys make more money together. But apparently, it wasn't just that. He was always flying back and forth to L.A. a lot, and apparently they said that he was messing with a chick in L.A. from what they were saying, sources say. But, you know, he said he's constantly working because he don't want people to feel like, you know, he's living off of her money. What's your thoughts on that?
My whole thing is, if you're making all this money, I mean, respect is respect. I get you. But, baby, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, let me tell you something. We could stay separated. You could do you, I do me.
Yeah.
Let's get this money.
Let's just get this money.
He bringing what? How much he bringing, Sandra? He bringing $78 million. He brought in $78 million last year by himself without Mariah Carey. So, come on, don't do that.
Yeah, that's
just get that money, baby. And also, big shout out to Kitchen Cray, my man JR that does cities. And he's actually on Hell's Kitchen. He's going to be on the show on the 5th. Big shout-out to him. We went to his bunch of cities, and he definitely looked out for us. Shout-out to him. Also, Lupe Fiasco is doing custom tracks for $500. What's your thoughts on that? $500 custom tracks.
$500?
And he has over a million
That's
fans.
That's what I was about to say.
That's
what
a come-up.
That
I don't know. Maybe you want a quick come-up.
I'm about to hit you up, though.
Lupe, what up, though, son?
What's up?
Also, another thing, Floyd Mayweather. Okay,
oh.
50 Cent challenged Floyd Mayweather for the ALS dunking situation, all right? So instead of him doing dunking the water and everything, he said that he challenged him to read a book,
Harry Potter.
And if he can
just one page,
he'll donate the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Breakfast Club released audio of him trying to read a script, a drop. He was trying to do a drop, and he couldn't do the drop because he was studying. And apparently Floyd is mad about that. What's your thoughts about him?
Did you see what Floyd said back to him, though?
What did he say?
What did he say again? He said, what did he say again?
He said, I raise you a meal.
If you can get your son, say, I love you.
Wow. So he said that he would raise him the money. If 50 Cent could get his son to say, I love you. Wow, that's dirty.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I think.
That's a low blow right there, man. So, hey. But real talk, Floyd can't read, though. Shout out to Floyd, man. My man need to get an instructor.
My man said he's going to beat up anybody to talk about him.
But let me tell you something. He got money. Did you see? He was going on a trip. Did you see all them bags he had? What's wrong with him?
No, did you see this video on his post, and he was saying he was getting washed up by someone. He said,
yeah.
This is what I do every day.
Yo, I think he's a diva. He's a male diva. He's
yeah.
just doing too much, man. It's too much. Now, my other thing with the water challenge, since we're talking about it, I also like Charlie Sheen. Instead of him dumping water, he dumped money. And he said, look, this is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Just donate the money instead of dumping water because it makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it's a trend. And now we're covering up the whole Mike Brown situation.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about the whole Mike Brown situation, the witness, apparently they locked this dude up now. They locked him up. They said that he was involved in a burglary like 2011 or something like that. So now they locked him up. And he's the prime witness for the whole situation. They're just trying to basically defame his character. So what is going on? I don't understand what's going on right now, but it's crazy. Also, John Cena got crushed at SummerSlam, you know, by he actually got by Brock Lesnar. So big shout out to him. Brock Lesnar is the new champion, WWE.
Oh, what's up?
And also, Kevin Hart proposed to Nikki Baby.
Oh yes,
recently.
Congratulations, Nikki.
Congratulations to them. But there is some talk that he did that as slapping his face to his ex because she's coming out with her show to prove that in your face.
But see, there was something on TMZ saying that basically they had caught her and she was just like, you know, she seemed bitter.
I think she's been bitter, though.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, be happy. And Kevin Hart made a post saying that, you know, that it was her 30th birthday, so just do what you got to do. You know, like, y'all just keep y'all opinions to yourself.
But the thing about it is that, you know, I kind of feel where she's coming from because, let me tell you something. When Kevin Hart, he was talking about how much he loved this woman when he first came out. This woman was with him when he barely had nothing, and she built his career up.
Right.
And then for him to just cheat on, I feel like most of the guys, when they get to a certain level, they just dump their bras and go and get, like, either a white chick or they get, you know, and the girl, to me, I'm sorry, she look like she a gold digger. And I'm telling you this, if something come down, because she's not going to be hot forever, I'll tell you this.
Mm-mm.
So how long is she going to stay?
I have no idea.
I give him a couple more years. She gonna pop a baby and say she want a divorce. She gonna be back for the rest of her life.
You know, nowadays, so people just, when it comes to, I feel like anybody in the industry, even if they, you know, when they came from like from broke to being rich, and they have their girlfriend or whoever it is they're with, they and instead of like leaving them for a white girl or somebody else that looks like better or a big butt, they just, you know, shut them up by giving them money.
Exactly, that's what I see.
So, and that's just literally how I look at it now. So now it's just like, see more, you got to be better.
I feel like he just shut her up with money too. And he's just like, look, shut up, I gave you some money, I'm with another broad, that's it. It's sad though, because she really put a lot into him. And then,
I don't have her on there, because she's about to be on the show.
And she's about to come up, she's about
to get
some
got this product that's out right now, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, so shout out to her. And also, speaking of another relationship, your man Walker Flocka and his wife are actually expecting a baby. Congratulations to them.
Congratulations.
Yes. She has something cooking in the oven. And also, Talib Kweli was trying to make a point about Ferguson to Don Lemon on CNN. Apparently, they got into an altercation, but they squashed it live on TV. So, you know, I don't know. You know, he's very political, and he's very about putting his points out there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, shout out to them for squashing it on air, you know, because we have too much of this black-white thing going on. And it's looking like a war zone over there in Ferguson.
Right.
What's your thoughts on that?
I just feel like it's just everywhere. It's not only there down there. I feel like it's everywhere. Even in my own city, I just feel like that's how it is with the police. It's just, you know, police are using they're just using too much against themselves, like against us, against everybody, they're using their power against us now. So now it's just like, well, what can we do now?
What can we do? And the thing is just trying to just love one another, trying to help each other. And I don't think it's a black and white thing anymore.
No, it's not.
I think it's just human rights and just us being respected as humans. And the government needs to step in, point blank. They need to do what they got to do. Because they're trying to basically put a smoke cloud with this whole ice dumping thing. And real talk, we're fighting a war. All right, this last two callers, I'm going to let y'all talk to Ashley V, and we out of here. 202, you're live in the building with Ashley C. Say your name and where you calling from. Okay, you got off the phone. You scared, too. Block caller, you're live in the building with Ashley Z. State your name and where you calling from.
Hello.
Hello, block caller. Okay, you're just staying there, just, you know, saying, Well, anyway, I love everybody that called in, and, you know, we definitely shout out Vaughn, Lou, the whole squad, Sandra, CEO underscore Talia, Dyson Alexander, and DJ Lazy K. And Deja Vu Records Entertainment, my man Granville Jones Bear. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online. And tune in each and every Friday. And don't forget to check out Motivational Mondays with your girl Emma E2K. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com and check us out, because we doing our thing. You already know what it is, Lush Radio Online. And we out of here. Peace. Thank you.